NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. Congress comes back to work this week and a government funding deadline is waiting for them. The U.S. government runs out of money December 3rd. Another short-term funding extension might happen this week as Democrats try to get something passed in the House and Senate. Congress is also looking at other deadlines like raising the nation's debt ceiling. Today is expected to be the busiest air travel day of the holiday week as people come home after Thanksgiving. The TSA says it expects to screen about 2.4 million passengers today, wrapping up a week that's seen the largest number of travelers since before the pandemic. Expect highways to be congested too, AAA says. Over 53 million will be heading home on the highways after the holiday. An effort begins tomorrow to negotiate another nuclear deal with Iran. Jim Forbes says the U.S. will be helping lead the way in saving a 2015 nuclear deal.
The Trump administration pulled the U.S. out of the pact in 2018, but the Biden administration has vowed to revive the deal in exchange for sanctions relief. The talks in Vienna are aimed at keeping Iran from building a nuclear weapon. The other partners in the deal are Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia.
Reports say a stowaway aboard an American Airlines flight made it all the way from Guatemala to Miami Saturday by hiding in the landing gear. A local Florida news site shows airport crew members apparently finding the passenger as the plane was making its way to the gate. The stowaway was rushed off in an ambulance. Police in Beverly Hills were dealing with a tense standoff involving at least one suspect in a van. Beginning last night, officers responded to a call after a van driver was reported as acting suspicious. He left the scene but ended up blocking an intersection along Rodeo Drive until close to midnight. LA's Daily News says the situation ended when the driver of the van was removed after being found unresponsive. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.